We're going to have roast rabbit.
We're going to have roast.
Rabbit.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com. And as always, the replay on Davin's Den Facebook page. Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting tagged by one of those women's shoes photos on Facebook.
Ah. Oh, God.
We're better than that.
Yeah. Women's shoes photo?
You haven't gotten those yet?
That.
No.
He gets tagged on them all the time.
Really? And they are lovely shoes.
And what's this all about?
I don't know. It's spam.
Yeah.
So that's why we're better than Facebook spam.
Okay.
All right. Those voices that you heard, the female one was Pip Helix. The bewildered male one, as always, Joe Curry. They are joining me in studio. I'm happy to see my pals again, as usual, adding what they always add to our show.
Big steaming piles of... Okay. Yes. So, I always see you tagged in those shoe ads. And the first time I saw these big high heels and they're saying, you know, Davin was tagged in this, I thought, what the hell is going on with him these days?
I
Why?
Like shoes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
And now I'm starting to get tagged in purses. Hopefully next week corsets. That's real. No, a lot of it, I don't know. It's a spam thing on Facebook, and it's funny that we're talking about Facebook. It's weird the way that works out because we're going to do a whole show tonight on Facebook since it's so involved and ingrained in our lives. And there's been so many headlines about Facebook lately and where the law and Facebook collide. So we're going to do a whole hour on Facebook. But yeah, this is just like spam, and I report the spam. Joe, I can make sure you get some of it too. I can tag you on it.
Thank you. No, thank you. I don't need shoes.
Neither do I, but they keep coming. I report them to spam, and as best as I can tell, the only way to not get tagged for these shoes is to go back to MySpace. That's pretty much what MySpace, the last vestige where nobody's... Even the shoe spammer's like, you know what? I'm not going on MySpace.
No, I need people to see this, yeah.
I think the guy Tom from MySpace, I think he's my Facebook friend now. I think
he's the only one left.
Yeah, I think he left.
And even his profile picture now is a little suitcase and shoes. Everybody's
a little traveling
down. Yeah, everybody's leaving town.
MySpace is like a party that you get to, like at 2 in the morning. There's nobody there. The beer's gone. You know?
Everybody's like, there,
the
still mumbling.
All split. There's just one dude there eating that sandwich. You know?
Think that's
now, Joe is a comedian. What do you think when a comic says, well, I don't have a website, but I have a MySpace page? I mean, because sometimes we still hear that. It makes me go, really?
A MySpace? Do you have anything carved into a cave wall?
You know what? You know, you shouldn't really videotape your shows. You should reel-to-reel them.
Yeah.
Maybe you should watch your set on Filmstrip.
Yeah.
I mean,
dogs are funny. Beep. Two Jews walk into a bar. Beep.
Next slide.
Yeah, but here's the thing. MySpace. Guys, you're mocking MySpace, but it's got a reprieve. Justin Timberlake just brought it. He's bringing MySpace back.
Oh, please.
Where he lost us on Sexy, he's bringing back MySpace.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he lost me on Sexy a long time ago. There's no way that little boy is sexy. I can't understand.
Hush your mouth.
Look, I know I'm old. I know I'm older than dirt, but there's no way. Even if I was his age, I would consider that little boy sexy.
What I would do with him and a photo of some women's shoes.
Might get you a chance.
Yeah. All right. But this show's not about MySpace, guys.
Oh, so yeah, sorry.
It's not about MySpace. This show is about Facebook. And the first question I wanted to... Come on, we're doing a theme show.
What are we, FOD? Facebook.
We got two shows left, stupid.
I wanted to do a
theme show. It was either this or Naked Women. Pip wouldn't take off her clothes, and we've already had an image of you getting out of the Honda without underwear. So we're doing Facebook.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I don't want to hear no lip.
Yes,
so what
Mr.
is that pole
Davin.
Doing over in the corner of the studio?
Well, if we get Joe high on grape juice and incense, maybe. So has Facebook changed your life, Pip?
Absolutely.
How's it changed your life?
Well, I mean, I've been on the internet for a long time since...
Yes, I'm aware. I love your work. Don't sell yourself short, Missy.
That thing with the chicken, I was very impressed.
Everybody should Google Pip Helix and Double D's right now.
That took flexibility, let me tell you. No, absolutely, because I've met a lot of people and actually made friends of... Friends of friends. I mean, I think that's what they were trying to do is build web.
So people who you never would have had anything to do with in a normal situation.
Yeah, normally people I would have crossed the street to avoid. Yeah, now they're right.
So this is a
Facebook.
Positive for you.
Yeah, strangely enough, that. Oh no! It's
the Facebook
DJ bell.
Did you mean to hit that bell? You're just an idiot.
What is that? My time?
I'll take just an idiot.
An idiot for 500.
Usually I get a light flashing or some kind of sign. No, you're hitting the bell for me? It's my time?
No, I'm sorry. It was riveting. I apologize.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I know.
That was an accident. I did not mean to hit the Rob McLean tribute bell from the morning show.
You even knew that was there. That
this
was
where I stretch. Sorry, my space button.
Oh, gosh.
So it's been a positive for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Joe?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. You know, you make a lot of friends you haven't seen, and also the girl that you loved in high school, you wanted to know what she's doing and what she's thinking, and now you know.
Now you know.
She's doing a laundry. She's going to get some coffee. She stubbed a toe. Who cares?
Does she know that you know, Joe? You're kind of scaring me.
No, but I think the thing about Facebook, you see, the thing about Facebook is that if I was single, like when you were single and you dated somebody and you broke up, you maybe with hearsay from your friends, you might know what she's up to.
Mm-hmm.
With Facebook, you know what she's doing. I'm with my new guy, LOL. I didn't get this.
Joe had a small penis. My new boyfriend, Frank, is huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh right. Oh, look at you, suck up. You had to use the name Frank.
I don't even know why I did. Frank's just on my mind. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Frank and Furter.
But you know what? Really? Okay. Now they blame Facebook for that people are now less faithful because of Facebook, because they are able to reconnect with ex-flames and everything. Now, while I agree that is a possibility, I also say it works the other way. Because, you know, maybe you didn't know what your ex was up to and what they look like, so you still fantasize about what they look like in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And now you see these, like photos, like, good God, they got hit with a shovel, buried, and reanimated to life.
Oh, yes.
I know she was great in bed, but you know what? Yuck, what was I thinking?
Oh,
then you get there, and she's like, she friend requested me, great, I'm going to go to photos.
I think Facebook can actually be used to make you appreciate your spouse more.
Yeah, it should be called About Facebook.
Oh, yeah, and I have to admit that I did Google an ex. Oh, I mean, not Google, I'm sorry, Facebook and ex. Oh, man, I had to look for even the slightest glimmer of what he used to look like before he hit every limb on the tree on the way down. Oh, on the ugly tree. Yeah, oh, God, I can't
We didn't think it was the tree of life. We knew what you were talking about. Would you like me to hit the bell so you can get your thoughts again?
Yes. Can we start over again? Do over.
And we're off.
I mean, Pip needs a timeout.
So now, Joe, have you friend requested or befriended any of your exes?
Yeah. Oh, my wife was upset. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Are they good looking now?
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah.
See, I'm friends.
That's
with,
smart.
I'm friends with some of my exes on there, but I don't really talk to them too much. Although you do want to see what they're doing and everything, but I don't really talk to them too much. I don't, because if I'm too lazy to track them and stalk them on my own, am I really going to, like, friend request them in Farmville so we can have that type of connection? Maybe they'll feed my chickens, and then maybe we can meet in the back of a diner and do something we shouldn't be doing. No, I'm really not going to do that.
Besides, it's like, you don't want to have, you know, that kind of, you know, misunderstandings, like, oh, I'm sorry, I need a bushel, I need some hay, you know, are they reading into this, you know, or whatever
well,
they
head
do.
Well, starts with an H.
I need some hay.
I think Facebook, while it does bring you together with people who you might have lost touch with, like high school friends and whatnot, I also think it hurts interpersonal relationships because it gives us one more way to be lazy in communication instead of picking up the phone, which is more personal, or meeting somebody and having lunch or coffee, whatever. Now we just like instant message. It's just like the text. It's just like instant. Hey there, how you doing? Hoping everything's good. Boom.
You know what, though? I think it actually works better because nowadays, you see, back years ago, you know, life was slower. You know, people had time. It wasn't as hectic as it is.
The chickens they fed weren't on Farmville. They were on farms.
They were
on
real.
Farms, right. You know, and I think that, you know, the way things are now, you got so much to do and it's nice. You can actually catch up. Hi, how you doing? And keep up, because if you ever go to a party and you haven't seen friends you've seen in a while, you know everything that's going on. You really, it almost ruins the party. There's nothing to talk about.
You seemed much more interesting in a 20-second thing I read about you.
Yeah, right. Now that we had a 20-minute conversation, not so much.
Do you want to see pictures of my kids? I think I've seen enough pictures of your kids. Stop posting. It's your avatar, stupid. I've had enough.
It's like, you were so funny on that thread on my friend's page. Why are you so boring in person?
Because it takes them an hour and a half to come up with one sentence that's funny. Now you're with them in person watching the process happen. And there's no control-alt-delete. You're just watching them reboot in their mind over and over and over. Can I make this person refresh and become somebody else. No, it's the same person.
Oh, and so dull. Not everybody, though. But you said that it makes you lazy in your interpersonal relationships. I have to tell you, this is embarrassing, but the ultimate of lazy. My husband and I will both be on Facebook at the same time in different rooms of the house and hear each other go, ha, 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 to the thing that we just wrote on the thread that we're both talking on.
No, that's not ultimate lazy. That's lazy, not ultimate lazy.
It's crazy.
Years ago, I used to talk about this in my act, but it was true. When me and my wife lived in our apartment, we would call each other, and it wasn't a very big apartment. I'd be in like the living room watching TV. She'd be in the bedroom, and she'd want something, and she would just call me. We would just call each other instead of getting off our butts and walking down the minimal size hallway. So that's lazy.
I was in that apartment. That was lazy.
Is that the one over in Teaneck?
No. You mean Hackensack?
Hackensack.
Yes.
You could see her on the phone dialing you.
Yeah. And I would go, oh God, I hope it's not for me. This show. That was really good. I have caller ID. It's like, I know it's her. She knows I'm home.
What does it say?
She's calling me.
What does it say on the caller ID? Bedroom?
Yeah. I would give it to the cat. It's for you. Mommy wants you. So that's lazy.
Yeah, that is lazy.
Okay. I bow to the master.
That is lazy.
You guys, are lazy boy.
Lazy man.
Oh,
lazy
my man. God. Holy shit.
Pip, how long can you go without checking your Facebook page?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What did you say? I was checking my Facebook page. Actually, I've gone away for the weekend at, you know, a friend's house and things, and I don't ask them to use their computer.
Yeah, no, I tried contacting you.
I know. This
you're
weekend.
Doing the show? Are you prepping?
We hadn't noticed.
I know, radio silence.
I had to get Poop Halo in here just in case. If you can't get the original, you got to get the carbon copy.
Poop Halo is on standby.
I got you where I got my counterfeit Pennsylvania Heavy Metal Rock t-shirt that faded in one wash. You get it from a meth dealer, that's what you're going to get.
I know. Those ones that you get, it's like $5, $5 out in the parking lot after the show. They're desperate.
Get it from the Dominicans. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
So you can go like a weekend.
Absolutely.
What about you, Joe?
I could go a weekend. However, when I get home, like a schoolgirl, I run.
Does he like me? Does he like me?
Oh.
Does he like my comments?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bills? No. Booking gigs? The lawn? No, I'm just sitting there like an idiot.
We wouldn't really picture you sitting there any other way.
I wouldn't be mature.
He's so serious when he's checking his likes and dislikes.
Wait, that's another sound that you have to isolate. That's almost as good as num 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 a couple of weeks ago.
Really, look at our crew. You think anybody's isolating anything?
Oh, yeah. I just looked over into the booth. This is
he's
scary. Nothing's
cookies,
happening.
The disgusting.
The only thing isolated is this show. That's the only thing that's isolated.
Wait a minute. I got one of them to wave at me. I think they know we're alive in here.
Rich is ignoring me like he works the board.
You don't have boobs, Davin. See, that you got to work it. Oh, wait. Now you do. Stop doing that.
I have a hard time going more than 24 hours, which is hard because I travel and I freak out when I don't have internet access.
Oh, yeah.
But,
like,
yeah.
No internet?
Yeah, like it's one – now it's like Facebook is just one more responsibility.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just complicates life for me. And I like Facebook, but I was fine before. That's why I don't tweet. You know what, really? I gotta follow Pip and Joe?
And you know what I found out? Sometimes you go to a party, you're self-conscious. Have you ever gone to a party where you know your friends are going to be and they're going to be taking pictures, and you're going, I can't wear this. This isn't about funny Facebook. Yeah. I went to a party. One of my good friends from years ago, we all got together. We played this Saturday. And I go to this party, and I'm putting a shirt on. I go, I can't wear this. I'm not about 20 Facebook pictures.
Where the hell was that thought process for the Stone Pony when you put on that stupid douchey T-shirt?
That was a good T-shirt. From Jersey Royalty.
Stop it.
JerseyRoyalty.com.
We got two shows left. Do not lie to this audience. Give them the truth. If we get renewed, continue your lying. I'll be the voice of honesty. But you know, I'm not going to relive the douchiness of that shirt. You can go to the Davin Den Facebook page and check out how...
I want everybody to go to Davin Den's page, Facebook
you
page.
You can't even say it, dummy.
Shut up, dumbbell. And check out those shirts and how good we look. You'll love them.
Whatever. Have you checked them out yet, Pip?
I can't say that I found the picture you were talking about?
It should be on the wall.
Ones
and
with
Facebook,
the writing
another
on?
Thing.
Yes, yes.
Those ones, actually, I thought those were cool.
That's
really?
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Settle down, cat lady.
So I was looking for the picture that you were saying that like looks so
do you
terrible.
See the, I don't want to relive this again, but do you see the one where Joe's smoking a cigarette all satisfied?
No.
And one of his bandmates is grinding up against him? Oh.
Look, no, let me tell you something. That wasn't
unlike,
anything the way
unlike.
You... the way you...
Like. Defriend. Throw the computer out the window.
The way you were running around... Let me tell you something. It looked a lot better than the way you were running around on Saturday night with your little cowboy hat and bandana and Van Halen shirt.
Oh, that's scary. That's a scary
boots.
Vision.
Fine, people like it.
The little Jewish
chicks love the hat.
Where were you?
I don't want to get into this now. We were doing our Narcotics Anonymous. Joe saw some old friends.
Oh.
We reformed them.
Did you have to fold up the chairs
after Joe
afterwards?
Set, you just saw him go, give me some, hit me. In the vein.
All right, enough, I'm back.
Joe needs to be put back in his place. All right.
See, comedy is a gateway drug. I've always known that.
Gateway to stopping living and socializing with people. All right, let's get back on course. It's not the show's not about making fun of Joe yet.
What? I thought that was the theme of every show.
No, well, you know, sometimes you pay respect to the captain.
Yeah. That's right.
But so let's go on with our little Facebook thing. Although, as much as I like making fun of Joe, I have a feeling there'll be more opportunities.
little Facebook thing? What are we in, a tea clutch?
What do you want to call it?
Our Facebook program.
Really? Is it that serious?
Yes, it is.
Our Facebook expose.
Okay.
Are you hearing a little voice from someplace
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I was hearing a little voice go, cut it out.
Wait a minute. This is really scaring me because you're hearing the voices that are in my head now.
You heard a voice too, right?
Yeah, I did.
And it's too dark for them to be doing the lawn outside. It's not Pepe trying to mow the leaves.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that. It was a week ago. Anyway, all right. So Facebook's been in the news.
Yes.
Now, it's been in the news for... a lot of controversial things. Like the latest thing, in Missouri, they have banned teachers and students from being friends on Facebook. Huh. Well, all right, the listening audience cannot hear your eyes roll.
Oh, sorry. Could you not hear that?
That's a great radio, kids. Remember, after 5 months, I'm the vet of this group.
How sad is that? I'm, like, making visual gestures.
You should see her face. Wait, you can't.
Yeah, can't.
We'll put it up on the live stream. Oh, wait, we won't.
We'll draw a painting and put it on Facebook.
Joe's going to pose with her picture in a Jersey King Royal t-shirt. You'll love it.
Jersey royalty.
Whatever.
Do you think that's a good move? Yeah, I think it's overcorrection.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, a lot of the people that were talking about it said that, you know, the teacher wants to get in touch with the kids and help them with their homework, and it's just, God, these kids are a mess. Any teacher that is willing to spend the time outside of the classroom to try to help them, Godspeed.
I kind of agree with you. I think the state's overreaching.
Yeah.
Really? Now you're going to decide who can have farms and do mafia wars together, too?
Ridiculous.
I think the state's overreaching. Yeah, and sometimes a teacher is one of the few adults a teenager can reach out to. And you know what? As a parent, you need to be monitoring. Just because your kid can have a Facebook page and lock you out doesn't mean you allow them to lock you out.
Oh, yeah, you're going to lock me out of your Facebook page? I'm going to lock you out of using the computer completely.
Go to the teacher's house. What could happen there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand that there's not just abuse physically between teachers and students. Unfortunately, we've seen that. A lot of these people who are child abusers and pedophiles, they spend a lot of time grooming their victims.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think that if the parents are doing what they're supposed to do and monitoring what the kids are doing on the computer in the first place, there's not going to be any hot for teacher going on. The teachers, hopefully, are spending their free time helping the kids, not just they have no other life, they have no friends.
Joe, with the anonymity.
And you bust my chops.
Because you do it on easy words like the.
Anonymity. Well, when I work up to anonymity.
With people being able to hide their who they really are on the internet. I see. How can they really enforce this? I don't see how they can enforce this, Joe.
Well, they've probably got established guidelines for this, you know, on what they can say and what they can do and what they can't do. You know, it's all common sense. I mean, if you got got, you know, if you're helping, if a kid needs help and you could send a, you know, a Facebook text, you know, it would, you know, it's a good thing, you know, it's helping the kids. But when, you know, some of these teachers, they, you know, these stars, oh, you look sexy, you look nice. I mean, there's a fine line between creepy and helping.
Sorry, I teach comedy.
But I mean, here's where they've taken this law. Here's where this law that goes in, and this is where I think it's really problematic legally. It says former teachers. I mean, excuse me, teachers and former students. So if you graduated or you moved away, whatever, now you can't have contact. So if you graduate from high school and you become friends with the teacher, you know, some of these teachers are very young. They're 25. Yeah. Some of these high school students are 18, 19 years old, and so they're peers.
Yeah, practically. Well, that's kind of why they want them, because they're afraid that they don't know how to set those boundaries. But if they're a teacher and they're a professional, you would hope that they already have learned that and appreciate that you have to set those boundaries no matter how close in age you are to the kids. But it's ridiculous to say former students.
You're right, because as a teacher, you have to have a sort of form of professionalism. There's a girl I know who is a teacher, and you know, when I go on a Facebook page once in a while, you know, she was cooking and stuff like that. No, I'm not a creep.
You're stalking.
She's a really sweet girl,
and she's got a great ass.
And he's looking for pictures of her students on the page. Yeah.
Get out of the way, Grandma. Let me see what you're teaching today.
She's a high school guidance counselor, and if you go on a page, you know, because I used to play in a band with her husband, and you go on a page, there's so many students asking her how she is, you know, thanking her for the help that that she's given them and stuff like that, you know, and she's a very good teacher and a very responsible person. So in that, you know, to tell her that she can't go on Facebook and interact with some of her students, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's not right. It's not right, and it's a, you know, an invasion of free speech.
Well, it's getting so crazy that this just happened in Florida. A former teacher of the year, a teacher with 26 years of experience, has now been reassigned right before the school year starts. They don't know what they're going to do with this teacher yet, because this teacher was commenting about the law here in New York that allowed gays to get married. And he was saying, like, how it made him want to hurl and, you know, stuff like that. He was not very complimentary of our law
and
the fine, fair state. And now there's been an outcry, and it's on both sides. So some people say, you know what, you can't be doing this. You're gone. And other people are like, well, it's his own Facebook page.
And it's freedom of speech.
Do I hear music?
Yes, yeah, now it's music in my head. Are you hearing the same song as me as what I am now? It's really strange.
I've always wanted this show to have a soundtrack.
Well, it's got one.
I just always thought it'd be like a death march, but
well, join us as we go to Bataan.
The final show.
Dun, dun, dun,
you didn't guys
dun,
get
dun.
Renewed. They had us executed.
Follow us.
We got a pit for you guys. We'd love you to see.
Oh, why do you want my shoes? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do we all have to line up in single file?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean look away? I don't want to look away.
Why are there bones by the water
cooler? I don't smoke. Why do you think I should have this cigarette?
Dun, 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 dun.
We can't even do one stupid show on one stupid theme, and Elisa, I'm not calling
That's
Joe or Pip stupid. I'm calling the whole group stupid.
Are you including yourself in the stupidity?
Oh,
this
listen,
time?
He's Captain Stupid. I'm Admiral Stupid.
You know, you know why? Because I go up, I say, he rolls his eyes, then he jumps in with me.
I don't roll my eyes. Pip rolls her eyes.
Wait, here's the sound effect. That's the
oh, if only we had Adam, then we would get a sound effect.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah. That's what it sounds like, though.
All right, well, so look, I'm going to bring this back in because I'm a pro.
Oh, all right. Keep trying to wrestle us back to the topic. Go ahead.
Here's a question, though. Are personal Facebook pages really personal?
They should be.
Well, now you could set it so nobody else can see it. You're a public figure, though. So you set it so everybody can see it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a labyrinth, but there are privacy settings so that you can set it up any way you want. I do have a different feeling about it. I think that they're completely overreaching again now, telling this guy what he can and cannot say. But having said that, I think that in this world, the internet meme of being deuced out of your job. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, deuce.com, Heather Armstrong. Mm-hmm. She was saying all these things on her blog about her people at her job, and using hyperbole, mm-hmm. and but using their names and talking about them and where she really worked, and she got fired for it. And then other people came after that, and they have saying it, you got deuced. It's sort of naive to think in this day and age that if you're going to badmouth your employer or you're going to say things. Now, teacher, he was not bad-mouthing his employer, but most teaching contracts have morals clauses in them where they expect you to behave above and beyond just normal behavior.
We seem to think that they've gone a little too far on this statement.
I think.
I'll say this. I think I would probably feel a little bit differently against the teacher if he said something racist or anti-Semitic. So maybe it's just that we're not all on board with people not discriminating against gays. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, no. I have a big problem with them discriminating against gays.
But would you feel differently if he said something against black people or Jewish people or, you know?
Oh, no. I have a big problem against that, too.
They shouldn't be saying anything. Look.
It's their Facebook page. But you know, they don't say anything. They're not going to have any friends.
Look, I'm a very big freedom of speech. Right.
Yeah,
I'm a very big freedom of speech person. But you got to use your head. You're a teacher. You're educating children. You got to think before you put stuff.
Do you worry about the ramifications of things that you post?
Sometimes, yeah.
If you do a hell gig, and I know you do them because I'm there usually with you.
Yeah.
If you do a hell gig, do you ever go, "Hey, I just did a Joe's Bob Bar and Grill, and those people stink, and the food is terrible"? Do you ever post something like that?
You know what? If it's a place that I'm working regularly, let's say it's a place that I'm doing, I would not post on. You know, I would not post that. No.
Now you're very guarded about what you post.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I use a fake name on Facebook.
Really?
Oh, I know.
Really?
I know.
Pip's
Listen.
Not your real name.
I know. Helix, that's a shocker.
It's just her porn and her Facebook name.
Wait.
She lived on Helix Boulevard.
You had to out me with the porn again. No, I absolutely am very guarded. Well, because of my job, I mean, I'll just say right there is that I completely disassociated myself from myself on Facebook because
her multiple personalities don't know where to find her. They're just wandering around in her brain. Pip, Betty, Jenny, Dawn, Bill.
She friend requested herself and got pissed because she never got back.
She defriended herself.
I did.
Bitch.
Multiple.
Never talked to her again.
Multiple times. Unlike. I wish there was an unlike button. I would be pressing that.
Listen, nobody unlikes you as much as I unlike you.
Thank you. What?
On that note, you were listening to Davin's Den with possibly some background music. We're going to throw this to break. We're going to be back after these messages. You were listening on WTBQ. Right back.
Hey, man, how are you?
Okay.
It's really weird. It's almost like I wonder on those talk shows when they have breaks. Do the guest and the host still talk to each other, or do they wait until the show comes back on? You know, because it's like
it depends. Because sometimes they'll get it's almost like it's actually the same thing. If they start to get it, something like save it for the show, save it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like I almost don't want to talk to you when we have the breaks and the commercials because I want to save it.
I'm throwing this all. This will all be. I'm gonna edit this out because we're gonna put on the raw feed.
Yeah, you're gonna hear what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh no.
Maybe Pip gave her real name. Anyway.
No.
Okay.
When we go in, you want to jump into 8 Ways?
Do you want? Well, here's the thing. We're gonna come back in a minute. Do you want to go to 8 Ways? Or do you just want to go on to the other topics? I mean, we kind of did the teacher thing.
What the heck is 8 Ways?
It's 8 ways to get in trouble because of Facebook.
We just kind of went to break on the teacher.
Come
thing.
On, offense number 3: joking about a little girl's death, posing pictures with alcohol.
Oh, good.
This is what goes on in between shows.
Flirting with your students.
Stupid. I know what's on the list. If we don't...
Standardized test information. Sorry.
Now you can talk about
it. All right. I am being a
If we do the 8 ways, we are not going to get to the other stuff.
Okay.
That's up to you guys. I mean, the prisoners thing is kind of funny. If we do... You want to go... Because we're definitely not going to get to Bert and Ernie and Nirvana.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to get to that if we go 8 ways. And we can't...
How many ways do you go, Davin?
9.
Wow, that's
I'm very
talent.
Positive, yeah.
We have to talk all
Joe, what
there.
Do you want
to
do?
I'd like to do 8 ways.
Now, of course you would.
But it's a democracy, so Pip?
No, it's not a democracy. Right, you guys run the show. I'm along for the ride.
Let's just try to race
that's
through
That's
why
this. I don't do all my homework.
All right, we're going to come back. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the mighty WTBQ.
The mighty one.
93.5 FM.
Oh, you missed the eye rolls.
11:10 a.m. WTBQ. Dun, dun, dun.
Don't you have a lousy promo to record for some awful bit that we're going to do next week?
Probably. Now back to your host,
Davin.
Yes, as usual. I'm Davin Rosenblatt here with, really, I don't know, I like to punish myself. Pip Helix and Joe Curry.
Yes. Pip Helix and Joe Curry are here with Davin.
We've been talking about how Facebook affects your life. And the different ways, how good or bad Facebook is. And I just like to say the good thing about Facebook is when I instant message with Joe, I don't have to hear his stupid voice.
That's right. Ouch.
All right. So before we went to break, we were talking about teachers and how they're getting in trouble for things that they're posting on Facebook.
That's right.
And Joe and the crack research team that we have of millions, I believe he was working with our intern Neil on this, they came up with 8 different ways to get fired.
That's right.
But while being a teacher.
Right.
All right, let's go through this, Joe. Okay. I'll go through this, Joe.
I don't know. I'll go through it.
Never mind. You missed your turn.
All right. Reading aloud at Davin's dead. Davin, read offense number 1, please.
It was just like the 16-minute mark of Joe's set on Saturday. Silence, bewilderment, everybody else in the room looking, God, maybe drugs would make this better.
Should I get another round? I think I'm going to get another round.
Goodness gracious, this was going to be an organized show. It's not. All right, we're going to get through this. Making fun of a student's hair by posting her picture on. So basically what happened was a little kid came to school with Jolly Ranchers in the hair. Really, parents? Really? What about cavities?
What about ants?
Doesn't anybody watch your stupid kid before they... What about ants, right? Watch your damn kid before you let them leave the house.
Right.
What's the matter? The barbed wire outside the perimeter, they snuck through that and they made it out to the public?
Right, and that's taunting other children. What if you have an obese child that's trying to stay in a diet and that child is taunting her with Jolly Ranchers in her hair?
You're very true.
That's right.
And what happens if somebody tries to lick that child? Then the child might get stuck to the hair.
That's true.
I'm just still back on sitting this child on top of a fire ant hill.
Yes, a new form of bullying, subjecting this child to ants.
That's right.
So what happens is the teacher sees this ridiculous child, and instead of doing what any respectable teacher would do, is take the picture and show it to the other teachers in the teacher's lounge.
And laugh your ass
and leave it and leave it there. You know, do it old school.
That's right.
No, bright-eyed teacher goes, let me post this on Facebook. Really? You thought that was going to turn out well for you?
And the trouble began when 7-year-old Ukulea Lofton, which is really bad for the kid because they named her after a Hawaiian guitar.
These parents did not love this child.
No.
This child was born to be a point of ridicule.
Honey, did you really send ukulele out with candy in her hair again? That's the last time I'm having your grim little ukulele before school.
You know why this child was put on Earth? To make other children feel better about themselves.
Yeah, really. And the parents are seeing to that.
All right. So the parents have screwed this kid.
Oh, yeah.
So the teacher does something really stupid.
Right.
And then the parents have the audacity to complain. It's like they were baiting the teacher.
Yeah, really.
It's like Joe says in his act, you know, if you're going to put Doritos in, you're going to put Doritos in your hand, you're going to lose your hand because Joe's going to eat the Doritos.
Right.
Something bad's going to happen over there. So, I mean, listen, I think the teacher was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think this poor child has any adults in her life that love her.
Or respect her
No,
at all.
I think this child is better living in a cat carrier on my porch than living with these people. But I think the teacher does deserve to be punished in this case. Do we all agree on that?
Yeah.
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 Offense number 2, complaining about the low character of your students. Well, first of all, if you're complaining and tattling, you're a snitch. So you got a pretty low character yourself, you dummy.
Yes, there was a teacher in Paterson, New Jersey, a first grade teacher who was suspended for posting on Facebook that she feels like a warden overseeing future criminals when she's teaching students in the impoverished community.
The school system is the farm system for crime. There's nothing wrong with that. They got to learn somewhere.
Yeah, but when you got the little kids in the pedal cars walking around desk practicing drive-bys. You know?
Not fair. Billy has a super soaker.
That's what the pencil sharpener is about. It's just preparing them for how to make shivs later on in life.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Once again, really, the teacher should not. Every thought you have, and this goes for whatever you are, whatever you do in life, every thought you have does not need to go out on Twitter, on Facebook. It doesn't. Then didn't she like say she was taken aback because she had like a really bad week?
Yeah. You can't. This is where it goes back to common sense. You can't post that stuff.
And if you can't censor yourself, Oh my God, don't have one of those accounts.
But that's what the society is, because everybody wants to hear the train wreck, and fortunately there's teachers that are willing to provide it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next one, number three on the list, joking about a girl's death. You know,
yeah.
I don't know what could possibly go wrong here. I mean, we do it on the Casey Anthony jokes all the time on this show. But you know what? People aren't leaving little children in our care for good reason.
But darn good reason.
She was very sensitive in her post. She said, unfortunately, a Harlem girl drowned in the water last...
Well, black people can't swim. Everybody knows that. You see, I didn't post that on Facebook. I said it on the radio.
Yeah,
what could possibly go wrong?
She's chasing her little friend who had all those delicious jolly rabbits in her hair.
Come here, it's strawberry.
Come here. Come on, I got sour apple. Come on.
That's going to be the name of the next kid. Sour apple.
Sour apple rabbit.
There's the shark in here. Come on in, ukulele.
So what are friends with? Like, you wouldn't throw a jacket to little Kwame? And the teacher Rubino responded, no, I wouldn't for $1 million. Really? There's a price on Kwame now? Wow.
Wow. No. See, now we're all going to hell in a handbasket, but I mean,
That's why I do radio.
Teacher should know better.
All right. Here we get, we've been pretty much, the three of us have been coming down against the teachers on this. I think we've all agreed teachers are dummies so far.
I used to be a teacher.
Yeah, and really? That concerns everybody.
I know.
Thank God there was no Facebook.
Yeah, I got out before I did any of these things.
So little Johnny's sitting on my lap. We're playing race car, and we're hitting turbulence. He's going faster and faster and faster and faster. Here's a picture. Click. Like. Gee, Pip, looks like a good time. Can little Johnny come over to my house? Sign Mrs. Brown. No, you don't do that.
No.
If you're going to do something inappropriate like that and post it, you put it on MySpace where nobody's going to see it.
Well, you write a comedy act.
All right. Now here I think we might start to turn the tide a little bit in favor of the teachers. This fourth one, posing in pictures with alcohol. It wasn't at field day. It wasn't at graduation. This teacher's out on a free time. Ashley Payne, a Georgia high school teacher, and really in high school Georgia, how much are they really learning anyway?
Please, doesn't everybody have a beer can in their hand in
exactly.
Georgia?
Exactly.
Everybody.
That's what phys ed was. Run a lap, do a shot.
Isn't it rare to have the picture of somebody without the beer can in their hand?
So what happened with this show? So she's posing. She's a pretty girl. She's posing with alcohol at some like private event.
Right, and she went out with her friends in a pop. Popular Atlanta, well, she was on vacation. They were playing a popular game called Crazy Bitch Bingo.
I love that game. Followed by Red Rover, send the whores right over. It's a family in the Rosenblatt. It's a favorite in the Rosenblatt family.
I'm already here. Oh,
but you see what?
Red light, green light, blow me 2-3.
But what happened was a parent happened to see the post on Facebook.
Was it a parent, John?
It was, and wrote this letter. Disappointed and worried about my daughter's teacher. To whom it concern, my daughter is a pupil of one of Mrs. Payne's literature classes. A friend of hers on a social networking site, Facebook, tonight. My daughter says casually, Mom, I'm going to hang out with my bitches. Shell shock.
She was about five.
Shell shocked, I told her not to use profane language in my house again. To make matters worse, my daughter laughs in my face, trying to comfort me by saying, Mom, it's okay. Mrs. Payne calls her friend bitches.
Mrs. Payne's friends are bitches.
I know, so tell her to get a drink and a smile and go for it.
She's just keeping it real.
You know what? No, I can't blame a teacher for having a personal page where she's not friends with the students.
Yeah.
Or even if she is friends with the students, she can post whatever she wants. Unless she's giving the students alcohol, I think it's okay. I think it's a little overreaction.
I was trying to think of an example of a word that she could use, but I think the FCC frowns upon me using those examples on the radio.
But you words can say bitches.
No, but words that she could use that I could say, oh, yeah, that was really over the
Pope,
top.
Skank?
No.
Sleaze bag?
No, one of the seven
last
words.
Last night's mistake? Honey? What?
A wife? No.
Oh!
Sorry.
That was Pip.
No, I was not talking to you, lovely.
Let me tell you, if I saw a post going out to play Crazy Bitch Bingo, I'm in.
Yeah, you'd be showing up.
I'm in. Well,
there'd be like a cloud of dust and three empty microphones. We'd be out.
Bing, bing, bing. Crazy Bitch Bingo. I'm in.
You ever notice about this station we have the most fun in here?
Yeah. Frank has fun, though. Frank's having a good time.
Oh, he's grinning. He has no idea what we're even talking about.
Idea.
He's like, oh, I know. They're talking
Frank
about
is
me.
Hung like Mr. Ed. He'll love that when he hears that on the playback. So will his fiance. Anyway, she doesn't like me as much, but what are you going to do?
Because you're not hung like Mr. Ed? Is that not?
I'm hung like My Little Pony.
My pretty pony.
Not that pretty. It needs to be groomed. But anyway, you're a dirty pony.
You're not a dirty my job. Pony.
Again, we're off course.
Oh, but
focus.
Oh, sorry.
Number 5 on Joe's list of top stupid things to do if you're a teacher. Flirting with your students.
Oh.
Don't flirt them. Just grope with them. There's no need to lure them. Grab an eighth grader's boob and move on.
But I've always wondered, like, when a teacher gropes a student, what that meeting is like when they sit in there. You know, he sits down with the principal.
You want extra credit?
No. Jim, sit down. How you been? How about those Mets? How's Susan? Good. Jim, you can't screw the students. You see? You can teach them. You can lecture them. You might even suspend them. You can't screw them. Okay?
What about spanking them? Only in Catholic school.
Yeah, right.
And only if they're wearing those little plaid skirts and the little white shirts.
Well, all the boys do.
Yes, they do.
So what happened with this, Joe? Oh, I see. Wait. The comments were a friend. So this teacher in the Bronx. Why is it always New York and Georgia? Yeah. Chadwin Reynolds. First of all, Chadwin, you sound like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Was accused of friending about a half dozen female students writing comments like, this is sexy, under some of the girls' Facebook photos. Oh. And posting inappropriate taglines such as, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look inside.
I
really?
I want a t-shirt. I'm selling those t-shirts after my shows. That's a great line.
I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll look inside.
That guy rules.
But he's a teacher.
He's a genius.
No, Joe, he's not.
He's not?
No. Okay. Now he's probably out of work.
He should start selling t-shirts, then he'd make a fortune. I'm not a
gynecologist. Another teacher.
Take a look inside.
Hello. Is there anybody in there?
I think the most frightening thing was the big salad tongs he had in his hand at the moment.
He was. Now I'm not going
to
say.
No.
You get to keep the tools.
All right, but this wasn't the worst. Lori Hirsch in Long Island. So takes a photo of her kissing one of her 18-year-old students and puts that on Facebook.
No, boy or girl.
Should have seen the picture she.
Lori's
post.
A girl.
No, the student
is a boy.
Oh.
High five.
Okay.
Well done.
I was trying to decide whether to, say two thumbs up or say, oh, that's disgusting.
Two thumbs up, but I'm not a gynecologist.
But the two thumbs up, of course, was for the girl.
Right.
But I was reading a story where this was the same thing where this 21-year-old teacher had a tryst with this 17-year-old student. You know, mm-hmm. There was a female teacher in there. And they go, the victim. No, the guy with the great story forever.
Yeah, but they don't post it on Facebook. That's the difference. What you do is you get your friends together and you brag. And then when the teacher walks by, you point and whistle and she feels really uncomfortable. That's how you do these things. Teachers really need to meet.
That's the way we do it in our day.
Call Davin Rosenblatt of Davin's Dead. I might have free time on my hands, so we might be able to fit you in.
Wait a minute. Do you have time to fit him in? That's the question.
No boys allowed. Number 6, and this one makes sense. Leaking standardized test information. Now, this was an accident, but the teacher wanted some verification on some of the information on the test, so they put it out to Facebook. Never heard a private message, stupid. And now the school has to, like, discard, like, 120 scores.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's tax money they're wasting.
Says the Republican.
That's tax money they're wasting.
You're what?
I'm a Republican.
We're not doing this now.
Okay.
The debt ceiling show was not highly rated.
Talking about Facebook.
We'll talk about this on Facebook.
You know what? I agree. Again, it's always just like bad judgment. That's what Facebook is for. Bad judgment.
Right. Very bad judgment.
But that's a pretty serious offense.
It is. But what really... I mean, the internet's forever. Once you post it, even if you take it down, it's there. It's in the cache. I don't know. I don't know where they keep all this stuff. They must have closets full of stuff that's been deleted, tumbling out.
To my house. We have the spare bedroom. All the stuff. Those photos.
Is that what that was?
Those photos from 87. Nicely done. I didn't like the shadow under the areola, but still, very nice. I have them if you'd like to see them.
Yes, I would, actually. Can I get duplicates?
Absolutely. We have our Christmas card.
Meanwhile, at the mailbox in November. Wow.
I knew we were close. I didn't know we were this close.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That's some close-up. Is that a wreath? That's a... Oh, my God!
Now I feel bad for posting the picture of Pip's niece with the Jolly Rancher. Oh. All right, number seven. Mocking the poverty of the school district you live on your phone.
Great.
Hey, Facebook friends, I teach in a crap hole. Like.
Great. Yeah, like.
In November 2008, a North Carolina teacher was suspended for inappropriate comments on her Facebook profile.
I like the news voice.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
The trouble came because she listed teaching chitlins in the ghetto of Charlotte among her activities.
Wasn't that home ec?
Yeah.
What's wrong? This is a home ec teacher.
That's in the ghetto of Charlotte.
It's either that or how to braid Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Pick a side, people. Pick a side.
That's our class.
Oh, God.
I just don't understand what they're thinking when they're putting the stuff up. It's like, do you not have Word at home? Do you not know how to, like, cut, paste, delete?
What do you think?
You can even exit out after you post it.
I know. You can delete it.
Like you say, have Word, like, the paperclip comes up, don't say anything racist now.
Really? Really? Do you think the black people who you teach are going to like this comment? Really? I'm the paperclip. I'm leaving, and I'm taking the whole punch with me.
The dog comes up, don't say nothing about the gays.
I hope you people listening on the radio or the computer are having as much fun as we are. We're having way too much fun with this silly topic.
Oh,
all
man.
Right. Number eight, and then we're done with this list and we'll move on to more Facebook follies.
Right.
Number eight, appearing in pictures with a stripper. Now, it's not what you think. It wasn't parent-teacher conference day. This is a teacher... Who was out? She's at a bachelorette party for a peer.
PTA meeting.
Yeah. She's at a bachelorette party with a peer. She's not even with the stripper. The stripper's in the background. The stripper's wearing clothing. Her face is there, and people are all in an uproar.
I know.
And she didn't post a picture.
I know.
So the stripper was that guy in the picture, you know?
Yeah. She's a Spanish teacher, so apparently it looks like there's a burrito behind her, so it's not bad. Okay, nothing on that one.
You're having a good night. You know what? Listen, sometimes you can't finish your own job. We get the mop-up man.
No, it's just ridiculous. You know who I mean by that guy. I'm saying that guy in quotes. You know, the person that you have two people smiling in the picture, and there's some doofus behind them pulling down his pants. Mm-hmm. He's that
Joe?
Guy. You know, photobomb.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that guy.
Oh, that's
I didn't know
is.
You were taking pictures after the 87 areola incident. I had no idea.
Yeah, I firmly avoid the camera these days.
By the way, it doesn't look bad that the hairs are blonde. It's fine.
You know, I wasn't sure which way to go. Pluck, dye, you know.
87, those were wild times. You could have done it all.
Could have put braids.
Jolly Ranchers hanging from an areola.
Do you think the perm was too much?
No, I thought it was just right.
Thank you.
I've always found you tasteful. But yeah, I mean, this team... Wow, that meant a lot of things. Wow, sorry,
yeah,
people.
I just went so many different directions at that moment.
There you
none of which were appropriate, which I should have.
This teacher's name, Ginger D'Amico. I think she's getting screwed on this. This is malarkey.
She sounds like a dancer herself.
Wait, she was getting screwed on that? I definitely disapprove.
No, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll be.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I know.
Joe finally had a T-shirt and as usual he has to hack
Jersey
it.
Royalty, you got to whip one up that says that on there.
So yeah. So, I think she's getting screwed on that.
Yeah,
so there's your top eight things. Teachers, if you're listening, you know, most of you are out of work now, so you should probably be paying attention.
And learn from this.
And if you do any of those things, you stink!
You stink!
We don't have special effects tonight, kids.
I know. Mm. We're making up our
all
own.
Right, we got to get out of here in a couple of minutes. We've got time probably for this last story. Maybe one more. We'll see what we get.
Oh, boy, Uncle Tavin. Which one will that be?
Oh, pick a good one.
Don't fold your arms like Ward Cleaver.
Oh, that wasn't even a face roll.
I can't replace you two nitwits.
You can go down.
There are lines of homeless people that would love to be in this nice warm studio right now.
You could get down the street to the Dragon Nail where we saw three police cars and pick up a couple of people that would replace us nicely, I think.
At the Dragon Nail?
Down the street at the
Dragon Nails.
Yeah.
What were you doing at Dragon Nails?
No, we were passing by and there were three cop cars out there.
Maybe they were looking for you.
I don't know.
No paper manicure. You rest. No pain. Get car. Go cop.
All I know is I pressed my foot on the accelerator really quickly.
All right. Speaking of prison. Because that's where those people are probably going.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to say a shout out to my fans in the prison if we're going to speak about it. Hi, guys.
It's working its way around the table. I guess I'll be up next.
Meanwhile, this guy's sitting around the radio and Joe going, she was talking to me.
That was my bitch.
Yeah, my bitch.
Prisoners don't like girls.
Believe me.
All right. Anyway, speaking of prisoners.
You want to give a shout-out to your fans then?
Yeah.
Joanne's not listening.
Riley.
Prisoners now are not allowed. This new law is coming into effect. Prisoners are now not allowed to have Facebook pages because what was happening was a lot of prisoners were making contact, especially like sexual offenders, or as we like to call them here at the studio, teachers apparently, were like making contact with people, with kids that they had molested. So there's this one person molested a girl or when was 10 and then looked them up on Facebook, has a Facebook profile, and sends pictures to the girl like at 17.
Oh God.
So like, and these prisoners are using these Facebook pages to get illegal stuff in and everything, all sorts of nonsense.
Yeah.
Going on. So I agree. You know, we talk about the law being overreaching.
Yeah.
But when it comes to prisoners, I really don't care if they don't have.
Well,
all
the you right. know why yeah. we can't have Facebook in prison?
Because
they're
Joe?
In jail. That's why they're prisoners.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Good.
They don't deserve Facebook in jail.
You know what they deserve? Some of these stupid teachers.
Well, maybe some of them are joining them.
But you know what? Prisoners are relatively crafty. And if you want to have a Facebook profile, you probably could. I mean, you probably can't use, number 369865 Bill.
No.
Home breakers. No, you probably can't. You can't do that. But prisons are pretty crafty. And I was thinking, if I was a prisoner, because it could happen after this show, after some of the things I've said, what would my profile be if I wanted to create a really good profile as a prisoner? So I came up with this. My name would be Pete O'File.
Oh, God.
My location would be cozy, climate-controlled abode with many close friends. Relationship status, very brief interludes that lead to crying and bleeding. It's complicated. Hobbies and interests. I really enjoy children. Making shivs.
Yes.
And watching reruns of the Brady Bunch. I feel the Brady Bunch has a little bit of everything. I love traveling to exotic places like Cambodia, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Dislikes, dropping the soap. And the TV show To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Religion, Catholic.
Now, if I was in jail, my name would be Felony Johnson.
I think he's black.
I know. I'd be married to Misdemeanor. Current city, Austin, New York. Hometown, Bronx. Languages, abbreviations, gang signs, and jive. About me, I'm a hopeless, misunderstood romantic with a 10-page rap sheet. People who inspire you, Kim Kardashian, Charlie Sheen, and the Verizon Can You Hear Me Now guy.
Joe DeVito.
Favorite quotations, I'm gonna cut you, bitch. I didn't do nothing, man. Give me my effing money.
Clean
don't ever hide under the kiddie pool. And I don't know why my ass is ringing, warden.
You had a phone there.
Wait. What's the best?
Because he's been smuggling phones in.
I know, but what about the kiddie pool? You got to back it up for
me. Oh, the kiddie pool. You know, whether you ever find them? Because you ever see one of the cops when they look up and they're always under the kiddie pool?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, I needed.
87 was such a good year for cops and your areola.
I needed a footnotes for the comedy impaired over here.
That'd be all of us.
That'd be all of us. I got activities.
What's your activities, Joe?
I'm making wine in the toilet.
Okay.
Working on my shank collection.
Obvious.
Convincing my bitch to stuff a new iPhone up her ass on her next visit.
Useful.
Seeing where my witnesses live.
Important.
Taunting the judge who sent my ass here.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Sports you play, punch the poke ass mofo in the laundry.
I want to friend this guy.
I do.
Catch the smartphone over the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard they put smartphones over the walls.
Yeah. And that would be me.
Well, you know what? I really like that profile. Unfortunately, we have to get out of here in a couple seconds. This has been a great show. Pip, where is your husband's band going to be playing?
You know what? Don't know. There are no gigs lined up for right now, so.
You know, it'd be better. You know, you guys should probably be closer. Maybe, if you could just shout and he could hear you.
But,
Joe, what big comedy gigs you got?
Oh, let's see. I think I'm going to be in Uncle Vinny's this weekend. And keep your eyes peeled for, speaking of Facebook, Michael McClinton's Full Circle. We've got an album release party coming up. We want you there.
Cool.
All right. Well, I would like to Give special thanks to Rhythm and Rhyme Preschool Daycare. Preschool and daycare in Warwick, New York. They are our very first sponsor.
Yeah.
And the new school year is starting up, so sometimes you need a place to put the kid after school or get him ready for kindergarten. So Rhythm and Rhyme is a great place to do that. This Friday and Saturday, I will be in Merrillville, Indiana at Wisecrackers Comedy Club. For tickets, call 219-769-6311. On Wednesday, September 7th, I will be in New York City at the Gotham Comedy Club doing a fundraiser for Stewie's Rescue, which is a charity that helps abused animals. We will not be taking pictures of the abused animals. We will not be putting Jolly Ranchers on the abused animals.
Oh, darn.
We will be treating the animals way better than these teachers treat their kids. For tickets, call 212-367-9000. Guys, I do want to say to you, people have been asking me what's the status of the show because, you know, it's the countdown. I really don't know what the status of the show is. You know, next week we have our last show scheduled. Anything could happen. We want to be here at TBQ if it works out. We love everybody here at TBQ. But
that's right.
Yeah, we do.
But, you know, if not, we'll probably be doing it, like, under the hood of a car or something like that. You could hear us on Facebook, you know, the three of us IMing everybody and everybody. But this has been a blast this week. I want to thank Pip for coming in.
Thank you.
I want to thank Joe Curry for bringing the funny like he always does.
It's a pleasure.
Remember, everybody, if you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening while you can.
Night
I'm
night.
Davin. Good night.
That was a good show.
Of course it was.
You know, when I was listening to...